is the National Gardens Scheme, gardens that open for charity. What's happening on that front? Well, our man from, not from Uncle, but from the NGS, of course, is Jeff Stonebank, who comes on to the programme once a month with gardens that are open. But we've still got Jeff joining us on the programme to sort of tell us, I would imagine, where this leaves the National Garden Scheme. Jeff, are you well, first of all? Last time we spoke, you were on crutches.
I am. Good morning, Joe. Nice to talk to you. I sincerely hope you're staying safe and well. I'm totally in self-isolation here with my partner, my 92-year-old mother, trying to keep her safe. But I have to confess, I'm not in a onesie, excuse me, and I haven't shaved, so I hope that fits the bill.
Well, I'm relieved about the onesie, if I'm honest. I'm not sure how I feel about that, but we'll let you off not shaving, and I'm glad that you've got Mum with you.
But without stating the obvious, we've entered obviously a bleak period of probably sustained restriction in terms of garden visiting, and with limitations of self-isolation and social distancing. And as I'm sure many listeners will already be aware, the National Garden Scheme took the difficult decision last Sunday to ask all their garden owners not to open on Mother's Day, and that's going to stay in place now until the end of June. And obviously since then events have moved extremely rapidly as large crowds formed with the National Trust and RHLS Gardens, and they too have now sort of fallen in line. So the National Garden Schemes Committee, Executive Committee, decided last week that we would close until further notice, but we now know that will be until at least the end of June. Clearly a very painful decision in light of what gardens can offer people in these sort of circumstances. But just to reiterate, all gardens have stopped opening, whether they open on a set open day, they open by arrangement, or have any prepaid tickets. And obviously, if people have got prepaid tickets, that money will be refunded. And obviously, this also includes the commercial gardens, which open sometimes 1, 2, 3 days a year for us. They will not be opening for us during this period. Our comprehensive liability insurance has now been suspended to try and help conserve the National Garden Scheme's financial position. And these are very challenging times for us all. As I'm sure your listeners would agree, we need to act now, even though it's not necessarily in the best interest of the scheme. Following the Prime Minister's announcement, all our team at Hatchlands, our head office, are now working at home. But we are working on developing marketing and communications programmes to take us through the coming weeks and months. And that despite all the restrictions, we know that we've got lots of good stories about the scheme across the country and across North East Hampshire, Sussex and Surrey. So please do look out for those. I've also made the decision to cancel all my own events at Driftwood and the McMillan Coastal Garden Trail, which the lovely Jim was planning to come to Seaford and open. So we're hopefully Jim might be able to do that for us next year. But in terms of the scheme, we're obviously actively encouraging our garden owners to submit images or short videos of what they're up to in their gardens, especially prior to what would have been their garden opening day. And then we're sharing all those on our social media channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. And what we've done is all these posts are being tagged with the Just Giving website in the hope that some of our loyal supporters will consider donating money in lieu of a garden visit, perhaps tagging the garden that they would like to have gone to, so that we can help with our 2021 donations. Followers in our social media in East Sussex will also see a daily garden picture of the day image to try and brighten our media feeds and dissipate some of the disturbing posts we're seeing. Many counties now have their own Just Giving page. My county, East and Mid Sussex, can be accessed by going to the Just Giving website and just looking for East and Mid Sussex National Garden Scheme, all one word. Alternatively, listeners can go to the National Garden Scheme's website, www.ngs.org.uk. Right at the top of the home page, there's a click on donate button, and that will take you straight through to a national Just Giving page for the National Garden Scheme. Clearly, this month, we had hoped to announce record-breaking donations gathered in during last year at the Garden Visitors Handbook launch that was due to take place in London earlier this month, but was cancelled due to the crisis. What that's going to mean is we're going to need to hold some of that money back to keep the charity going into the spring of next year. Generally, we're donating over $3 million a year to nursing and caring charities in March, but as I say, we're holding fire on some of that, and what monies will be donated from last year's income will be announced over the coming weeks. Online and on news items, I would hope. We also know that at some point in the future, our gardens will once again give solace and comfort and enjoyment to hundreds of thousands of visitors while raising substantial funds for our nursing and health charities. So let's all look forward to that time. In the meantime, thank you so much to all the people that have visited our gardens across this patch, and we'd like to encourage people to browse our gardens on the website, use the search boxes on the homepage, save your favourite gardens, and then you can be informed when that garden is next scheduled to open. But if your listeners require any more up-to-date information, they can of course go to the NGS website, which is www.ngs.org.uk. www.thegardenscheme.org.uk. I sincerely hope that people will take up the challenge to perhaps donate some money through the Just Giving site, which is pasted, as I say, across all our social media posts. Thanks for the opportunity to bring you listeners up to date, Joe.
Not at all, not at all. And of course, it's the knock-on effect. We've seen so much evidence of this and heard about it in the news that charities will suffer, and the NGS does so many for so... Not only is it charity itself, but it does so much for other charities.
That's indeed the case. But as I say, there are lots of social media posts that are coming out from the scheme and from the individual counties as well, and lots of interaction between gardeners so that we can keep these things alive. But yeah, it will be great if people want to start following us and looking at the pictures. As I say, on social media at the moment is a massive information, some of which you might want to read, some of which you probably don't want to read. So seeing some nice pictures of flowers and gardens does make a difference, because people do write back and say so.
Absolutely. Well, look, can we make a date in the month? I'd love to chat to
we
you again
indeed.
And just
yes,
check in with you. So we'll do that. And the three of you, stay safe. Look after Mum. Look after your other half. And it's lovely to chat to you, Jeff, as always.
How are you, Joe? Thanks ever so much.
Take
Cheers.
Care now.
Bye-bye.
That's Jeff Stonebanks, who is our NGS correspondent. 16 minutes past.